people have been pushing for police reform for many years, but the George Floyd case nationally and a number of cases locally have finally given traction to these efforts. In part 5 of our week-long series Boiling Point, KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins looks at what reform efforts are underway and what more lies ahead.
Vidi Hernandez, the director of Poder in Action, says civilian oversight of police is not a new idea.
There were, you know, organizations and people and families that had brought this up as a primary issue 20 years ago.
She says increased reports of police brutality in the Valley in recent years have triggered a resurgence in public interest in civilian oversight.
Especially those families, those mothers whose children were killed by police, started to speak out in ways that we had not seen before. Started going to city council meetings, started meeting with their council representatives, started doing more marches and more protests.
She says Poder's role was to focus the energy and to use it to apply pressure on city leaders. The first tangible results came in February when the Phoenix City Council approved new oversight measures for the police department. The council created a civilian review board, which will be composed of members of the community, and an Office of Accountability and Transparency to be run by professional staff. So far, the makeup of the independent bodies and their scope of work has not been established. But Britt London, president of the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association, says civilians already had a seat at the table.
We've had civilians on our discipline review and use of force boards.
The Tempe and Mesa Police Associations declined to weigh in on civilian review boards for this story, and the Arizona Police Association did not return a request for comment. London says the Phoenix police officers he represents don't believe the new civilian review board is necessary, but he understands the calls for more oversight.
You know, the public deserves to know about their police department.
London says he has concerns about the scope of the board and other unknowns, like who will be on it and how they will be measuring police conduct.
But as far as someone looking at an investigation regarding a police officer, that kind of stuff, of course. We're not afraid of that. You can look at it all day because it's either right or wrong.
Valina Beattie is the deputy director of the Academy for Justice at the ASU Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law, where she is also a law professor. She says Phoenix is actually one of the last major cities in the country to adopt a police oversight board.
And the great news about that for Phoenix is that we've been able to learn a lot about how these boards can be effective and what roadblocks they've faced.
She says there are a lot of different standards. In Rochester, New York, for example, Beattie says all members of the Civilian Review Board are trained mediators.
Or you look at Orange County, which requires that the composition of the Civilian Review Board reflects the ethnic, the racial, and the economic diversity of the community.
She says for Phoenix, it will be important that the most policed neighborhoods have a voice.
So when we think of Alhambra, we think of South Mountain, Maryvale, Central City, those communities need to be heavily represented on the board.
Beattie says the power invested in the board is just as important as its makeup.
So if we look at the 50 largest police departments in the nation, only 6 of them have civilian review boards that have some form of disciplinary authority.
City Councilman Carlos Garcia says he wants the Phoenix board to be able to call out misconduct, but also offer solutions.
So that they could give recommendations on individual cases or situations, but also on the inner workings or policy of the police department.
Garcia says the COVID-19 pandemic nearly derailed the oversight board as the fight shifted from its creation to how it would be funded.
Then the George Floyd situation happened.
Garcia said the demand for reform from the public was overwhelming, and a majority of his colleagues on the city council agreed. He says they haven't finalized the number of people on the board and in the Office of Accountability and Transparency, but total funding will likely be between $2 and $3 million. Garcia says he hopes to have finalized the specifics of the oversight process with the rest of the city council this fall. He says he knows the review board alone won't solve police brutality, but he believes it is a step toward real reform.
I think we're going to need everyone to collaborate and trust this new process for it to be able to work.
Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Phoenix.